your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set? Cocked? Cocked. Yeah, here we go. This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. Your dial set correctly. Broadcasting live, 2 hours today, 9 o'clock hour, 10 o'clock hour, Central Time, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Today we're going to talk about survival communications, truth for scare, part three. You know, previously we discussed some of our concerns about electromagnetic radiation. I'm concerned about it. I have been for a very long time. Ever since I learned as a youngster that you can string a wire between two insulators, let's say 75 feet, 100 feet, 125 feet, and you can pick up radio signals out of the air with an antenna. You've got an antenna on your car, and that antenna is able to pick electromagnetic radiation right out of the air. If you've got a satellite antenna, and you're aimed at a satellite overhead, you can pick up satellite electromagnetic radiation right out of the air. And so it's everywhere. You can't sunbathe without being bombarded with electromagnetic radiation in the United States of America. So I'm very concerned about the potential health effects. But what about the radio signals that are really close to us? Very close to us. Actually, so close that we intentionally put these radio signals right next to us, our cell phones. And cell phones have transmitters, and they have receivers built into the cell phone. And they are constantly in communication with the cell phone towers. Now, when you're talking on a cell phone, you are transmitting electromagnetic radiation right out of that cell phone. Where? All directions. Well, is it going into your brain? I think so. Is it going through your ear into your brain? I think so. And here to discuss some new information from the FCC. They're launching an investigation into cell phone radiation effects. With us in the broadcast classroom today is Bert Bertonis, James Bert Bertonis from Silicon Valley, California. He's an electrical engineer. He holds a master's degree in business. He's a designer, a patent holder, and an expert witness. He designs wireless and network communications infrastructure. Some of the largest companies in the world are his clients and his customers. Welcome, Bert Bertonis.
Good to be back, Vincent.
Bert, you know, I've got an article. You sent me an email about the FCC launching an inquiry into cell phone radiation effects. And can you tell us what's going on?
Well, last year the FCC said they were going to reopen an investigation into looking into whether they should officially look into it. So it's, you know, this is a long process and there's a procedure they follow. Well, yesterday they announced that they will officially launch an inquiry into cell phone radiation standards. Now, remember, they've already set standards. There is testing that has to be done on every cell phone. But what's happened in the interim is that more tests have been done and some of these tests are coming in saying there is a link, a health link into cell phone use. So yesterday, the FCC chairman formally said that they will be launching an inquiry.
You know, Bert, you haven't met Dr. Norman Shealy yet, but when you come to the expo, you get a chance to meet him. And he's done a lot of work relating to the brain. And he is absolutely convinced that electromagnetic radiation can interfere with the brain's process, and he's also very concerned and believes that it can cause very serious health effects. So I'm glad that the FCC is looking into this. But my question, and it's a rhetorical question, is what took so long? We had a ham radio operator that lived next to us on the East Coast when I was growing up, and he had a huge antenna in his backyard. Everybody had about an acre in this particular neighborhood where I was growing up, and he would key the microphone and start talking maybe at 7 or 8 o'clock at night to his worldwide friends on the ham radio frequencies. And when he keyed that microphone, our television next door over the air, which would be, you know, standard VHF channels back then, it would distort the entire picture tube, display.
Sure.
And we could hear, you know, a garbled, we could hear what he was saying. It was garbled, but we could make it out. That's how much power that this ham rig had, because the signal could travel around the world. Well, here's the point. He died of cancer. He died of cancer in his 40s. Way, way, way too young. And when that happened, I was starting to think about electromagnetic radiation and could it actually do something. And I was learning that people who worked on transmitters at radio stations seemed to get cancer also. Bert, is that something that you have heard of also?
Yes, and I would add to that workers on high voltage lines. It's a slightly different phenomena, but really related. It's much lower frequency, 60 hertz. But yes, so the problem is how much actual scientifically prepared data is there? And, you know, we all have heard those anecdotal stories. And what's happened is it's taken a lot of time. Now, here's what's really paradoxical is it's becoming harder and harder to do the testing on cell phone usage because we need to have sample groups who don't use cell phones. And they're getting harder and harder to find because everybody uses cell phones. But nevertheless, testing has been going on, and some of these findings are coming in saying there is a link, and a lot of these studies have not yet formally been released, but there's evidence from the researchers, and some people are saying, look, should we wait another 5 years for, you know, the formal sign-off on some of these studies, or should we act now because the stakes are so high? Of course, on the other side, we have the entire wireless industry, the cell phone manufacturers, the carriers, so there's a huge economic stake here. So it's, there's powerful forces at both ends. We have the health risks, which could be very serious, and we have the economic risks.
Well, when we lived in Virginia, we sought out a farm in the middle of nowhere, and life was great. And then all of a sudden, we see this construction going on, not directly across the road, but maybe a mile away. Next thing we know, there's a cell phone tower going up. And so I got in the truck and I drove over and I talked to the county administrator. And I said, what in the heck's going on? You guys put a cell phone tower up like right near my home. Where's the approval process? What's going on? There's no discussion. You just put it up. He said, well, you've got a tractor, right? I said, yeah. And he said, well, just go hook up a chain to it and pull it down. his response was, you know, just go ahead and do that. Well, I did not do that. But what I did do was I moved to Missouri. And when we came out here, Bert, Mrs. Finelli and I drove, thousands of miles trying to find a place where we'd want to live. But once we got it narrowed down, we drove every road looking for cell phone towers, power substations, transmission lines, everything we could find, and we wanted to make sure we were as far away as possible. And that's what we did. And sure enough, a couple of years later, up goes another cell tower, maybe 3 miles, 4 miles as the crow flies from us. But They're everywhere. You're absolutely right. They are everywhere, and I'd like to get away from it, but it's getting tougher. It's getting tougher. So are you concerned? Are you concerned about cell phones? I know you use one. You know I have an iPhone. Are you concerned about the distance from your ear to your iPhone?
Well, absolutely. And I've talked about this before on your show, but there's a phenomena called near-field and far-field coupling. And without getting too technical, at the frequencies of a cell phone, the difference is, let's say, a foot. So if you have the phone right up against your head, that antenna is near-field coupled to your brain. If you remove it only a foot or so away, you've gone into far-field coupling, which is how normally antennas work, and the power level can be down about 40 dB, which is, in layman's terms, that's 10,000 times. So literally by just moving the phone 1 foot from your head, you've reduced the radiation into your head by 10,000 times. So what's really dangerous is holding the phone up to your body. By and far, that's more dangerous than having it on your car seat, for instance, with Bluetooth. I would consider that fairly benign. Also, you mentioned cell phone towers, but really, cell phones are not the largest emitter of electromagnetic energy. TV stations are much higher in terms of their radiated power, and cell phones are from the towers, by time those signals get to you, are fairly low. I mean, in aggregate, we have, you know, thousands of signals that are hitting your body and your home every, you know, constantly, and they add up. But really, it's what you hold up to your body directly that's by and far the largest emitter of electromagnetic energy to yourself.
Well, okay. And since we're talking about that, the Finelli Farm does not have a cordless telephone set. There's not a single cordless telephone set at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the telephone handsets that we have cords, 25-footers, 15-footers. And when we come back, Bert, will you tell us if there's any danger with using a cordless telephone and contrast that to what we use, the corded phone?
Sure.
Bert Bertonis, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Just received an email from our really good friends, the Dollar Height family, John and Judy Dollar Height. Let me spell it for you. D-O-L-L-A-R-H-I-T-E. I just posted it on the website. It says, Missouri couple fined $6.19 million for selling rabbits. Yes, that's right. The Dollar Height family was fined $6.19 million for selling rabbits right here in Missouri. An illegal fine, yep, by the USDA. I'll tell you what, the full force of the federal government came down on the Dollar Height family, and the Dollar Height family won. And if you want to get a chance to have dinner with John and Judy Dollar Height of Dollar Value Computers, they've been on the air with us, both of them, you will, at the Get Prepared Expo. That would be Saturday and Sunday. This Saturday, Sunday, they're going to be teaching classes on EMPs, and they're also going to be talking about Judy's new book, where they were fined $6.19 million for selling rabbits right here in the state of Missouri. And she's going to talk about how the government came down on them and made their life miserable. But the Dollar Height family prevailed. Post on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to meet John and Judy Dollar Height, you can at the expo. They're good friends of USAPrepares.com, and they are great, great people to meet. And you can have dinner with them Saturday at the expo. Tickets are on the website, the store tab. We're having problems with Internet Explorer. It's not working with our store. But if you're using Google Chrome or Firefox or something like that, it'll work great. If you have a problem, just give us a call. Phone number's on the website. Bert Pertonis is with us. We're talking about cell phone dangers. We're talking about electromagnetic radiation dangers. We're talking about phones. And I asked him about a corded phone, which we use at the farm, corded, old-fashioned telephones. Actually, it's a set that has computer control, but they're corded. And what's the difference in safety, Bert Pertonis, with a corded phone, coiled cord, versus a cordless handset? Are there any concerns about using a cordless handset?
Mm-hmm. Vince, before we get to that, I do have a question for you.
Sure.
What are they serving for dinner at the Dollar Hike dinner?
Well, actually, Bert, it's going to be a dinner with all the instructors who come to the expo. So that means that if you are able to make it, you'll have dinner with us. If you come from California, the freeze dry guy is cooking. He's cooking a survival meal. That's that 35-year shelf life, long-term storage food. It's freeze dry guy food. We're going to have a beef entree and a chicken entree and vegetables. And if you want astronaut ice cream, you can have that too. Dinner, the banquet dinner is $6, $7 if you want the freeze-dry guy astronaut ice cream. So all the instructors, I'll be there. The Dollar Height family will be there. Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be. Dr. Joel Wallach. The list goes on and on. All of our instructors that are coming to the expo. Frank Underhill. Dr. Dan Junker will be there. He's the guy that the government is chasing all over North and South America because he's been able to demonstrate that he has cures for cancer. Roy Birdsong's going to be there. He's our cell phone provider. Nathan Jones will be there talking about solar power. Dr. David Pruitt, he's an emergency room doctor. He'll be having dinner with us, and he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo. And John Moore, Len Pence, Caleb Arthur, Craig Douglas, he's our radiation detection guy. John Reagan, he's written a book called The Financial State of the Union. Jeff Olms, he'll be with us. He's our firearms instructor. And let's see, Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival. Marjorie Wildcraft, she'll be with us. She's on Doomsday Preppers. She's their expert, Doomsday Preppers expert. And we have a casting call. The Doomsday Preppers casting director will be with us for 2 days, and she'll be having dinner with us. So if you want to meet any of these extraordinary individuals, USAPreparers.com instructors, and have been on the radio with us, all of them, you can. You can have dinner at the Get Prepared Expo. So that's kind of what we're going to have, Bert.
Okay, I was just concerned, given what their business was, what might have been on the menu. But
Well, they do serve rabbit. They do at their house. All right. Bert Bertonis is with us. We're going to come back on the other side of this break, and he's going to tell us the answer to my question about the corded phone versus the cordless handset. And then we'll talk about what do we know and what do we need to know and what don't we know about electromagnetic radiation. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just want to make a short announcement that we are. We're behind on getting the website updated with all the seminars, so just go to page one of USAPrepares.com homepage and click on the Get Prepared Expo. That's the closest thing we have to a semi-accurate listing of seminars, but the dates and times may change. Also, there is a Raising Rabbits and Chickens for Food seminar. Judy Dollarhite's going to be presenting that. And also, we're going to be talking about water filtration, how water filters work, what's in the water, and what you need to know about it. And if you want to know how Berkey water filters work, we're going to have a seminar on them at the Get Prepared Expo. Also, there are pallets of Berkey water filters that will be available. You can buy them, take them with you at the Get Prepared Expo. Also, a Native American medicine man and medicine woman and Health Seminar. You want to be a Native American medicine woman or man? I do. I do, because I want to be able to post a sign on my property that says, "Feds, back off. Back off. You're not welcome. This is sacred ground. Keep out." I want to post that on my property, and I can. I can do that. If I may, if the ground is consecrated as Native American sacred ground. A treaty with Bill Clinton and America on one side of the equation and the Native Americans on the other side. Body Armor Seminar, if you're interested in that, we're going to have a seminar on that at the Get Prepared Expo. Bert Bertonis is with us, and I had so many questions about the dangers of wireless communications. Bert, what about the corded phones versus the cordless phones?
Sure. Well, let's put three things side by side. Corded phone, cordless phone, and cellular phone. And look at them one by one. So Your typical corded phone, the radio frequency energy is going to be negligible. In fact, most likely unmeasurable. In fact, if you hooked up a spectrum analyzer to try and measure the radio frequency energy on the phone line, what you'd actually be picking up was all the radio frequencies in the air that the cord picks up. You wouldn't even see the signal from your voice. So I would say very safe and no known health issues after over 100 years of using regular telephones. Okay. Let's look at cordless telephones, which are wireless. Well, the good news for them is that they're only needing to operate over to your base station, which is typically, you know what, maybe 100 feet or so. So cordless phones are relatively low power, anywhere from 1/5 to 1/100 of the power of your cell phone. A typical cordless phone is about 10 milliwatts. That's versus 600 milliwatts for a cell phone. So again, I would say cordless phones, fairly safe. Or another way to look at it is you could talk 50 times more on your cordless phone for the same amount of time on a cell phone, or 50 hours on a cordless phone versus 1 hour on your cell phone. Would it be about equal in RF exposure? So cordless phones, I would say, fairly safe. Cellular phones, relatively high power and potentially dangerous.
There you go. So, Bert, let me ask you this. When I'm using my cell phone, people look at me like I've lost my mind. I have a handset that is a standard size handset that used to, the size it used to be on a vintage telephone, a corded telephone. And I have a long coiled cord that, and it must be 6 feet, that I attach to the jack on my iPhone. So I plug in this handset, and my iPhone is as far away from me as I can get it with this 6 foot cord. Do you think I'm doing the right thing?
Yeah, I would say you are. And that's a very smart way to operate a phone. In fact, it's probably a good product idea for some entrepreneur that wants to build something like that. By the way, there's another advantage to what you do, Vincent, and that is you can then place the iPhone in an advantageous position for its antenna positioning, and if you put it in a better location, it's not going to have to use as much power to transmit to the cell tower, because there's a power control loop in every cell phone, and the harder it is for that cell phone to actually talk to the cell tower, the more power it's going to use. So if you're in a car, you know, put it on top of your dashboard if you can, if you don't have a passenger over on that side, or even, you know, put it on the back deck if you have a big enough cord, something like that, it'll use less power as well. So that's the second benefit of what you're doing.
So let me see if I've got this right. So what we're saying, and that's exactly what I do. I put it as far away from me, if I don't have a passenger in the vehicle, as far away from me as I can. That would be in the passenger side, in the front window, on the dashboard, so that the antenna of the cell phone can see the, and that's C in quotes, the cell tower. Well, my thinking is it's really tough for that signal to get out of the cage, the steel cage of the car, and it's easier for the signal to get out through the glass of the car. So I want to make sure that it's as easy as possible for the transmission from the cell phone to get to the cell tower. That way, the cell phone will not have to go to the high power mode and irradiate me even further with electromagnetic radiation. So that's what I do. And now, is there an advantageous position? If we hold the cell phone vertically, is that better than if it's horizontal or pointing north, south, east, or west?
You know, every cell phone is different. If you remember, probably not more than 5 years ago, we used to have pull-up antennas, and now they're basically built around the case. But really, every phone is different. It is better if it's not in your hand, because your hand usually doesn't help the antenna. So putting it on your dashboard is probably about the best thing you can do.
You know, Bert, you mentioned my hand. When I use my cell phone, if I absolutely positively have to hold it in my hand, which I don't like doing, and I do it very rarely, my hand cramps up. And I mean, I don't want to hold it in my hand because my hand actually hurts from using the cell phone after like 2 or 3 minutes. Even if I have this vintage handset that I use, if I hold the cell phone in my left hand and I hold the handset in my right hand with the cord on it, my hand still cramps up from holding the cell phone. So I don't want to hold that in my hand. Am I unique in that, or have you heard other people say that their hand cramps up when the cell phone is transmitting?
I haven't heard of that, but again, I'm not a doctor. I'm an engineer. So, you know, that would be somebody who had more experience in arthritis and those type of issues.
Okay, let's talk about what's the World Health Organization doing? Do we know what they're up to with regarding
In fact, the World Health Organization actually is one of the organizations that found that there is a possible link to cancer and cell phone use, and that is one of the major reasons why the FCC has now started their inquiry. The World Health Organization, which is part of the United Nations, and it's a very good organization, basically found that there's increased risk of cancer, and there's also evidence for increased risk of glaucoma. And, you know, a lot of these findings are still not, you know, 100% conclusive on what the links are, but you can see the preponderance of the evidence is saying, you know, there's increased number. You know, you take a group that doesn't use cell phones, you take one that does, and we see increased incidences. So that's saying there's something there. And this is the same organization that has looked at other things such as lead and gasoline and DDT and those type of issues, and it's scientists from around the world. So they basically have said, yes, there is something, and the FCC has now reopened their investigation.
Okay. Let me ask you this. In the studio with me right now, I have a microphone mixer. And there's a power cord that comes that supplies power to this microphone mixer. It has a ferrite bead around it. And let me describe this, class. This is a little box in which there's a round, a donut-shaped ceramic device. And the cord, the power cord, is wrapped through that. So into the donut hole, out one loop. And Bert, we see these little bumps, if you will, plastic enclosed bumps on USB cables. We see them on more and more power cables. Can you tell us what they are for, what they do, and are they in the business of minimizing some of the electromagnetic radiation that would be coming from the cable without that? Is that what they're for?
Well, those are ferrites, and actually it's going to affect more the conducted noise. So what it does is it's as if you put an RF choke or an inductor in series with the power cord, but it's actually done by just putting the power cord through it, and it'll suck up a lot of the and there's different ferrites for different frequencies, but that's not really so much for radiated power, that's for conducted power. So that's a different issue, because a lot of times in a studio, you're getting all types of hum and interaction between your gear, and it's very important to reduce the background audio noise as much as possible, and power lines are one of the conductors involved in that. So the answer is yes, it does reduce noise and RF signals, but it's conducted signals, not radiated signals, that it's really acting on.
Okay. And then let me stray off while we're on this. I think the class may be interested in this. Class, in the studio where I am right now, I've mentioned before, I have four 19-inch monitors in front of me, so I can see all different kinds of things that are going on. I have some audio processing equipment. I have some computer switching equipment. And I've got some speakers and a microphone mixer and a high-speed digital link, 8 computers, uninterruptible power, a lot of stuff in here. It's all as far away from me as I can get it. But there's one device that absolutely gives me a headache the minute I turn it on. I'd say within 30 seconds. It happens to be a Marantz Model 2285B. Stereophonic receiver. Now, this is a high-powered amplifier, maybe 100 watts, and it's got a huge transformer in it, a huge power transformer. Could that be emitting electromagnetic radiation that would give a person a headache? We'll ask James Burt Bertonis that when we come back on the other side of this break.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you want to lower your blood pressure naturally with food, we're going to teach you how at the Get Prepared Expo. If you want to learn how to live with solar power, we're going to teach you how. If you want to meet Marjorie Wildcraft from Doomsday Preppers or talk to the casting director and fill out your application to be on Doomsday Preppers, you may. At the Get Prepared Expo. It's in a couple days. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. Right in Missouri. So if you're interested, tickets on the website, $8, $15 for the entire weekend. I asked Bert Bertones about my Marantz receiver here right in the studio. And it's got this ventilated case with a lot of holes poked in it from the factory. And it gives me a headache when I power it on. Is that something that that can be measured, Bert? The electromagnetic radiation coming out of one of these large power transformers?
Sure. Is that a tube amp or a solid-state amp?
No, this is a solid-state, and it probably weighs 65 pounds. A lot of transformer, a lot of heat sink in here. And when you, it's from probably maybe the mid-70s. When you power this thing up, it comes on in stages. It draws a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's the test.
It's massive.
Sure. Okay, here's a test you could actually do in the studio, and do you have a oscilloscope available there?
Not in the studio, but I can bring one in.
Okay, so here's a very basic test you can do, is take an oscilloscope and just put a loop of wire on the probe. So just connect, you know, let's just say a 1 foot length of wire between the center probe and the ground clip, and you can curve it a little if you want, and then go up against all your different pieces of equipment. I would set the oscilloscope for the most sensitive setting on the vertical, so whatever that is, five millivolts or as sensitive as it goes, and set the sweep to something around 10 milliseconds or so, and then you can actually hold that up across all the different pieces of equipment, and you'll actually see something on the screen of the oscilloscope. In fact, here's how you'll know it's working. Put it up by your fluorescent lights, and you should see a very strong signal from them. I mean, typically that's the limiting factor for a lot of work done in a lab is you connect probes up to different pieces of wire, and if you're doing anything at low frequency, you know, 120 hertz is either 60 or 120 hertz is what usually comes out of power supplies and lights and those sort of things, you're actually going to see the radiation from your fluorescent lights. But you can do this on your amplifier, you can do it on your mixers, your other gear, and it should give you a relative indication of what's the strongest emitters in your studio.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Bert, what for those listening, what can we pick up a used oscilloscope for, let's say, on eBay?
$50 or $100. It doesn't have,
wow.
For what I'm saying, it doesn't have to be a very good one. It just needs to work. Typical oscilloscope that I'll use here in the lab is, you know, $1,000 upwards. But a used Tektronix can easily be purchased for $100.
Sounds great. Would you send me an email at your convenience, and what we'll do is I'll put a post on the website with your recommendation if someone wants to buy an oscilloscope, you know, model number and approximate cost. I'd like to share that with our class.
Sure.
I'll tell you what, this has been a fascinating...
There's lots of models that you can get.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can give us, you know, some thoughts, I'd appreciate that. It doesn't have to be done immediately, but, you know, when you do get a chance. Bert, we're coming up against the end of the broadcast, but... let's talk about really quickly. What do you recommend we do for safe cell phone use?
Yeah, I think we talked about getting the cell phone as far away from your body as possible. I think the real question is, what is the FCC going to do? And here's the thought for your listeners is that the solution may turn out to be paradoxically more cell phone towers. Because if we increase the density of cell phone towers, the range is lower, and cell phones can then operate on lower power levels.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable statement. And, you know, you may be right. You really may be right on this. Lower power, more of them. Now you'll never get away from them. Bert Bertonis has been with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. Senior USAPreparedness.com instructor, Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley engineer, California. Thanks so much for being with us, Bert.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday
enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.